Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me today is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. I understand that you folks are kind of wrapping up some research that you have done on the opioid crisis in rural Minnesota.
Right.
So how what is it looking like right now? Because I always kind of thought that was more of a Twin Cities metro problem.
Well, you're exactly right. This started being an examination of the opioid problem in, you know, to see how it is in greater Minnesota. And what we found out pretty quickly was that everything we hear about is the opioid crisis. And yes, it is a big crisis because it is definitely killing more people than anything else. But it is focused pretty much in the Twin Cities area. In the rest of the state, it is methamphetamines.
I was going to ask you that because I think, I had this notion that meth was still kind of a big problem in outstate Minnesota.
It really is. We looked at numbers from a number of different things, like treatment admissions, people entering treatment via county services, and hospital admissions, and drug seizures, and drug arrests. And in the state outside of the Twin Cities, meth pretty much outstrips everything else.
That's obviously quite disturbing, either one of these things, because, you know, obviously the opioid crisis, it kills people. But so does meth. I mean, meth wrecks people's lives.
It does. It's like a slow death, you know, and it is not, it's not like, oh, at least it's not opioids.
Yeah, no.
Meth is bad. Meth just ruins people's lives. It just doesn't kill you as fast.
Right. And it's incredibly addicting. I mean, I think people need to understand, you know, the opioids are, they talk about how addictive opioids are. Meth is just as bad. I mean, people who get hooked on meth, it's really, really, really difficult to get off.
That's what I understand. And one of the scary things, too, about this is that when we really started seeing the death tolls increasing was when the synthetic opioids, as they're called, fentanyl and carfentanil and those related ones, were starting to be introduced into the drug stream, and they were being cut in with heroin and things like that to give them a little extra kick. They're so much more powerful than morphine or heroin. And the trouble is, the people who are cutting these in, it's very hard to measure these drugs properly, and so you never know how much you're getting in that dose. And so that was when we really started seeing the deaths spike, you know, 2016, 2017, when those started to be introduced. The problem is now that police are starting to find that those drugs are being cut into meth, and so we're starting to see a spike in deaths related to meth too. And so it's, you know, it's not like you can go, oh, opioids are bad, so I'll just take meth because I won't die of an overdose on that. Well, that may be changing.
Oh boy. Thank you, Marnie, for filling us in.
You bet.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.